Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Congressman Reuben Keewan will join us for the whole show, all new Nevada Newsmakers.
The 5th annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, Valley Electric Association, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature Build Your Own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C., we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Congressman Reuben Keewan. Pleasure to have you back on the program,
Sam. Thank you, Sam, and welcome to Washington, D.C.
Thank you. And we're recording this the day after the Attorney General made the announcement about DACA, and we're playing it the following week. Give me your initial thoughts on this six-month time limit for Congress to get something this large done.
Well, look, first and foremost, it's very disheartening and very disappointing to see that the president, just a couple of days after saying that I love Dreamers, that he will make this decision to take away the DACA status, their legal status in this country, and more importantly, to take away their dreams. You know, these are 800,000 young Americans who have only known America, who they don't even know their foreign country. And now, you know, these young Americans are going to school. They are working in the casino industry in Nevada. They are working in all sectors of our economy. And now we're telling them that they don't have an opportunity at the American dream. I believe that that is un-American, and that goes against all the values that we represent here in the United States. So we'd have a very daunting task in the next 6 months for Congress to come up with a solution, a permanent solution. So what is a permanent solution? Something where we can give them certainty that they are wanted in this country, that we appreciate, that they're going to school, that they're working, that they're, some of them are teachers, some of them are military service members, some of them are attorneys. And so these are the young Americans who are the future of our country. And so what we need to do is pass this permanent solution to give them certainty and give them an opportunity at the American dream.
And you're absolutely right when you talk about the American dream, but you also are very well aware that there was about to be a lawsuit brought by several attorneys general led by Texas that had deemed that this law was executive action was unconstitutional. And so therefore, it was going to come to a head one way or the other. The president, in a way, has put the gun squarely aimed at Congress and said, do your job, get this done. And so is that not the appropriate thing to do, which would give real permanence to these DACA kids?
Absolutely. What we need here is a permanent solution for these young Americans. What we saw in the last few Congresses is that they punted the immigration issue, right? Here in the United States Congress, immigration reform should have been the solution. That would have given a permanent solution for all of these youth. But unfortunately, the Republicans in Congress decided that they didn't want to bring this bill for a vote. And so it is very disappointing that now we're having to deal with this issue a few months later, a few years later, a few Congresses later, when we should have already dealt with this issue. And so now, forget about the lawsuits that may occur. What we need to do now in Congress is for Republicans and Democrats to act like adults, to put the interest of these young Americans first, and find a solution for them. But not only for them, we should also begin the discussion once again on immigration reform. In 2013, there was a bill that passed with both Republican and Democratic support out of the Senate. Again, more than 60 votes it received in the Senate, and then it came for a vote in the House. And unfortunately, the president of or the speaker at that time didn't bring it up for a vote. So again, unfortunately, this immigration debate has been caught up in politics. But one thing is for sure, these young Americans should not be used for political games. They deserve an opportunity at the American dream. And that's what we're here for, to make sure that we fight on their behalf.
And to kind of play devil's advocate here, the last time major immigration reform was passed was in 1986 by President Ronald Reagan. That's 31 years ago. The last time an effort was made to reform immigration in a comprehensive manner, it was President George W. Bush, Senator Reid, and John McCain who did that. Now you have Lindsey Graham on the Republican side and Dick Durbin on the Democratic side and Paul Ryan all expressing a desire to get this done. So do you think that there is a decent chance, if we can take care of the Russians with sanctions in a short period of time, that 6 months is enough time to get this done in our two houses here?
You know, Sam, you talked about the 1986 immigration reform. My family is in the United States today as citizens, thanks to the 1986 immigration reform that a Republican president championed, Ronald Reagan. You know, I came here when I was 8 years old. And like many of these immigrant youth, I didn't choose to come here. My parents picked up their stuff and said, we want to go to America so we can get a piece of the land of opportunity and achieve the American dream. And so at one point, I was here undocumented. But thanks to this country that had compassion, thanks to this country that, gave me the opportunity to achieve that American dream, today I'm serving in Congress. Now, these youth are in the same position that I was a few years ago. And again, what we've seen in the last few months or the last few years is that we're playing political games with them. I believe that there is enough Republican and Democratic support from all the way, as you alluded to, Speaker Ryan. He has expressed interest in coming up with a solution. But the bottom line here is that we are tired of hearing rhetoric. Now we want to see actions. And right now we actually have a few bills on the table. We have the DREAM Act. By Lucille Roybal Allard. We have the American Hope Act, which I have co-sponsored with Luis Gutierrez. And we have a couple others that will bring up a permanent solution for these youth. So I certainly hope that we put the interest of our country first, that we put our differences aside, and that we come and talk like adults and come up with a solution, because these 800,000 youth are contributing already to our economy. In Nevada, there's 13,000 of them. Many of them who are teaching in our Clark County School District, in the Washoe County School District, many of them who are working in the gaming industry, strengthening our gaming economy. These youth deserve an opportunity to succeed.
And I do want to point out that the 1986 Reform Act came about, it was started by Jimmy Carter in 1977. So it took an incredibly long time to be accomplished, and it was full of political minefields. But let's talk more about this when we come back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation from Washington, D.C. with Congressman Reuben Kiewan. You spoke about being undocumented. A lot of people don't understand what that means. What does it mean? What are the fears? What goes through your mind when you're somebody who is undocumented, and especially as a child?
You know, part of the reason why I've gotten so engaged with this particular issue is because I, when I see these young Americans suffering and going through fear, fear of deportation, they're hiding in the shadows. It reminds me of a young Reuben Kiewan when I was in their shoes. But my family, we came here legally. We came here with visas. We overstayed our visas. And then...
And that's called out of status, right?
Correct. And then at that moment, we were undocumented. So we had to readjust our status because at that time, the laws, the system actually worked where someone like my family can readjust our status.
But, that was only because of the Immigration Reform
correct.
Act. Prior to that, there was no way to get correct. Status without going back to your country of
correct.
Origin.
And so, you know, you have a lot of people saying, well, why don't they do it the legal way? Look, I'm sure every single immigrant who wants to come here and work hard and sacrifice, play by the rules, stay out of trouble, would go the legal way if there was a legal way that actually worked. But right now you have to wait about 25 years if you actually want to wait the legal way. Right, a lot of those families, they're struggling. They're, you know, a lot of them are on the verge of, you know, losing everything, or they don't have much, so they want to come to America. But you know, most of those immigrants are hardworking people, and I'm the first one to say, if you are a criminal, if you are a rapist, if you are a gang member, of course you should be in jail and you should be deported. But when we talk about, you know, these dreamers. You're talking about 800,000 of them who went through a background check, who had to prove that they were good moral character kids. They had to prove that they were going to school. They had to prove that they were working. These are the best of our immigrant community. You know, and for us to say, we're going to take this away from you, we're going to take away this opportunity for you to achieve the American dream, again, that's un-American. It goes against all American values. Again, unless you're Native American, we all come from somewhere else. I mean, all it takes is for somebody to look at their ancestors. We all come from somewhere else, unless you're Native American. And so, again, we have to remind people that this is the land of opportunity. This is the land of immigrants. And, again, as long as you stay out of trouble and are willing to work hard and come here and contribute positively to this country and stay out of trouble, then you should have an opportunity to succeed.
There was an article in the New York Times by an attorney who said that because the Dreamers gave up all of this personal information, that if this information were given to ICE or Customs and Border Patrol, that there might be legal grounds to actually sue the federal government. Do you think that may be one of the ways that will slow this down, that maybe will give perhaps more than 6 months?
Look, I certainly hope that Congress doesn't take longer than a few weeks or a few months to get this issue resolved. Again, I believe that this is an important issue, but let's not forget that we also have many other important issues right now in Congress ahead of us. You know, we just funded the funding for Houston. We came to an agreement on the budget for the next 3 months. But this is also an urgent issue because these are 800,000 young Americans who feel uncertain about their future. A lot of them are living with anxiety, now with depression. They want to know that they're accepted in this country, in the only country that they know. And so, again, I really hope that we don't start playing political games here or that it gets to the courts, because then that will prolong this whole debate. But I really certainly hope that we come up with a permanent solution. And I believe that we have the ability to. I believe that there's enough interest from both Republicans and Democrats. And I can tell you this, I can speak on behalf of the Democratic caucus. Every single Democratic caucus member is ready to sign on to the DREAM Act today, but we're in the minority. We need a few Republicans to sign on with us. So if some of them are really compassionate and they really want to do something about this, then there's a bill. It's called the DREAM Act. And I encourage my colleagues, including in the Nevada delegation, Mark Amadei and Dean Heller, to sign on to it and to champion it.
Congressman Amadei was on the program yesterday, and he was talking about doing the immigration one bite at a time, not to try and do comprehensive, but do it one bite at a time, including this. What are your thoughts about that?
Right now, immediately, we have to deal with the situation. I believe that there's a sense of urgency because, again, we are taking away this opportunity that these young Americans were given, and now they're working. Now they're going to school. Imagine what's going to happen. 13,000 in Nevada today, if this expires without having a permanent solution, they're going to stop working. They're going to stop going to school. So what's going to happen with these kids? And mind you, most of these kids, we already educated them. They went through the K-12 system, our public system, and we already paid for their education. So now they went K-12, now they want to go to college, and now we're saying, no, you can't go to college. That goes against everything that we're working towards for our youth. They are the future of this country. Look, I myself, I never imagined in my life that I'd be a member of Congress, let alone being the first Dreamer to ever serve in Congress. And so I'm here because this country had compassion, and it gave me the opportunity through the laws to be able to adjust my status and become a full citizen. And now, I have a sister who's an attorney. My parents own a home. My brothers own homes. And we're contributing to this economy, and we're as American as anyone else.
That's where we have to leave it for this segment, but we'll be back right after this time.
The 5th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, Valley Electric Association, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation from Washington, D.C. with Congressman Reuben Kiewen. I wanted to change topics on you and talk about the monuments and the status of the monuments. Ryan Zinke was in the state of Nevada taking a look. There's some comments that have come out from Dean Heller saying that they may be a little bit less than we currently have. But one of the things that came out of this that was reported by the Wall Street Journal was that a lot of ranchers and farmers said that for the first time they're being heard, that they've not felt that they were being heard in previous administrations by the Interior Department. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, look, first of all, Nevada has some of the most beautiful public lands in the world, not just in the state, not just in the country, but in the world. And I believe that what President Obama did by designating some of these lands as national monuments was the right move. We have so much land in Nevada. We obviously, want to make sure that those few areas that are considered national treasures that people love to visit and take a sense of pride because, we have those lands in our state are protected. Gold Butte, which I had the opportunity to visit and also do an aerial tour. You know, it has some of the most sacred lands for some of our Native American tribes. You know, there's petroglyphs that date back thousands of years. You know, we have to protect the historical aspect of some of these lands. You know, same thing with Basin and Range, right? Some of the most beautiful lands. And I believe that we should continue protecting them. But also at the same time, you know, obviously we should always be listening to the ranchers out there, to the folks who actually live out there. And I believe that President Obama, during his decision, reached out to all interested parties and came up with that solution.
There were some that would disagree with you on that.
Absolutely. And look, we're not always going to agree with all the issues. But I believe that at the end of the day, protecting these lands is good for not only our tribes who, again, have resided in these lands for so long, but it's also for our economy, right? We have a very strong recreational economy in Nevada that literally brings in billions of dollars, $14 billion to be exact, to the state of Nevada. It creates over 150,000 jobs in our state. So, you know, we also got to think about the economic impact that this has. And so for me, you know, it's important, given that I represent those two national monuments, that they're in our district, that I do everything possible to protect them.
Another topic here is the shortage of doctors in Nevada. You and Jackie Rosen and Congressman Amade are working on supporting legislation that would add 15,000 medical residency slots at U.S. hospitals across the country. How many would that end up being in Nevada if that were to occur?
Well, look, right now in Nevada, we have over 3,000 doctors that were short, right? So we have one of the worst in the entire country. Part of the reason is because we don't have enough residency slots. So I'll give you an example. One of my good friends, she moved back to Nevada after medical school because her family lived in Nevada. And she applied to several hospitals trying to apply for residency, and they turned her down. And she ended up at Duke Medical Center, which is one of the most important medical centers in the country. And now she's about to stay there because she's about to get hired. That's a young doctor that we could have kept in Nevada, somebody so talented.
And that's one of the problems, right, which is that doctors tend to stay not where they went to school but where they do their residency.
Exactly. And so right now we have such a large shortage that we have to increase the number of residencies. And so what this bill will do, it's a bipartisan bill. Again, this is not a Republican or Democratic bill, is that it's going to increase the amount of residencies. And also part of the reason why I supported funding for the medical school when I was in the state Senate was for the same reason, because we want to, educate and train our future doctors and keep them in Nevada. So I believe with the medical school now and also this bill, I believe that we're going to begin the process to alleviating that problem.
There was some discussion in the media recently that Congresswoman Berkeley, former Congresswoman Berkeley, who is now with Touro University, talked about shutting down the medical school in northern Nevada because of the medical school now in southern Nevada.
Right.
Is that something you've heard about? Can you comment on?
No, I have not heard about that. But again, I believe right now that we should all be doing everything possible to address this doctor shortage in the state. And I believe that we all got to be working together. And I believe that with the medical school, UNLV Medical School, that's a good beginning. There's other medical schools throughout the state that I think we got to collaborate with. And again, with this bill, it would definitely help alleviate that problem. But again, this is a problem that's not going to get solved from one day to the next. I believe that this is something where we got to plant the seed now, and it's going to take a few years for us to resolve.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure to be with you.
Likewise.
And we'll be right back.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
On our next broadcast from Washington, D.C., Congresswoman Dina Titus. We'll see you next.